The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and today's program is The Lone Ranger, Night Stage at Dalton, originally aired 12/21/48.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. An untamed west of yesteryear lives once again as the famous Lone Ranger urges his great horse Silver down the trail to new adventure. He has a stirring action drama for us now, so make way for those silver-shod hoops and thrill to a story of the phantom figure of the plains. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, old boy! There he is up ahead! We're coming, Tonto! Hi-yo, Silver!
In the first scene of our Lone Ranger drama, we see two horsemen racing their mounts over a backcountry trail just north of the Rio Grande and east of El Paso. Weather-beaten and disreputable, they carry the stamp of outlaws on their hard features.
These parts are getting too civilized for us, Mike.
They're always beefing about something.
It ain't only me. It's the rest of the boys, too.
I'm giving orders and you're taking them.
But you gotta admit that rustling don't pay no more. Too hard to get rid of the cattle afterwards.
There's going to be a new stagecoach line from Paso Doble to Dalton. They'll carry gold.
Hey, what about it?
I said gold.
Oh, hold up for me. The country's too open. Ain't no cover in the whole 30 miles.
They start operating in a week.
Hey, look at that creek we're coming to. Are you sure there's a ford?
Must be.
Well, let's try it out first.
What are you afraid of? Quicksand?
I don't take any chances. I don't have to.
All right. Oh, boy. What are you getting off for?
Talking about quicksand, you got me nervous.
Well?
I'll try it out with a rock.
Come on, come on.
That sand gobbled up that rock like it was hungry.
Yeah?
Deep, too. Maybe if we go...
How deep?
What?
The creek.
About 10 feet.
Think a stage could get to the other side?
Nah.
Listen, Butch. You can start spending that gold from Paso Doble.
What's the stage got to do with the creek?
Plenty. The stage is going to take this road.
I know. It follows the main road straight to Dalton.
It won't after we fix up the signpost at the crossing.
The signpost?
That's what I said. It's a new route, and the drivers will be dependent on them a lot, especially at night.
Yeah.
What's more, it'll be on the night stage they carry the gold.
Mike, I gotta hand it to you.
We'll be ready for them on the first run. Come on.
The boys will be plenty glad to hear about this. Get up there.
Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
There was a great deal of activity in front of the express office in Paso Doble. The night stage was being made ready for its first run to Dalton. In the dark shadow of the building, the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, were watching the preparations.
There, Buck, now.
Yes, Tonto, coming this way.
Him drive stage?
That's right.
Him not crook now, huh?
He never was a real crook, Kimasabe, only the victim of bad companions. He gave me his promise to go straight when we helped him out of that scrape in Sonora. I knew he'd keep his word.
That good.
Take the horses back away. I want to congratulate him on his new job.
Stranger.
Hello, Buck.
Gosh, mister. I never thought I'd see you again. I'm keeping my promise, though. Look, that's my stage. They gave me the job driving.
I know, Buck. Congratulations.
Did you have anything to do with it?
Why do you ask?
Well, I heard about the new line. That's why I headed over here. But nobody listened to me when I asked for a job. And then all of a sudden it was different. The marshal stopped me on the street one day. He asked me a few questions, and then he took me over to the express agent. In 5 minutes, it was all settled.
I'm glad.
Have you been in town since I got here?
Yes, Buck. I wanted you to have your chance.
I thought so. I'll never be able to thank you enough.
Just do your job and do it well.
You don't have to worry. I'm going to be the best stagecoach driver in the Southwest.
I'm sure of it.
What's more, I'm going to get married and settle down. Look over yonder. You see that girl stepping into the stage?
Yes.
That's Betty Stevens.
Oh, yes. Her father owns a general store in Dalton, doesn't he?
That's right. She's been over here visiting her aunt. We're going to be married next week.
Hey, Buck, come on. We're ready to start.
Who's that man?
Butch Larson. He's the guard. You know him?
I believe I do.
Come on!
Right away. Goodbye, mister.
The best of luck. I may see you in Dalton.
Be right with you, Butch. Are you comfortable, Betty?
I'm fine.
You'll be in Dalton before you know it. Give me a hand up, Butch.
Sure.
Gold stowed away?
We're all set.
All right. Get up. Get up there. Come on. Get up.
An hour after the stage had started its journey, Black Mike and his gang of outlaws were lying in ambush near the quicksand ford at Salters Creek.
What are you laughing about?
A Butch getting a job as guard on the stage.
There ain't a chance of things going wrong now.
Well, we got the signpost changed all right.
Yeah. We'll see the stage any minute.
What do we do after Butch knocks the driver out and stops him?
I told you once. You and a couple of men ride down there. Get the passengers out and take them into Dalton. Then report to the sheriff.
And you and the boys unload the gold, cut the horses loose, and drive the stage into the creek.
That's it. The stage will be underwater. It'll sink into quicksand. And the express company will figure the gold went with it.
It's a slick scheme.
Hey, Mike. The stage is coming down the road.
Over the hill, men. Get your horses out of sight. You stay here, Jake.
Yeah.
Don't treat any of the passengers rough. They gotta think you're trying to help them.
I get you, boss.
Out of sight. Get away before the stage gets here.
Road don't look familiar.
Sure it does. Can't fool me about this country.
I think we took the wrong turn back at the fork.
The arrow was pointing this way.
I'm gonna pull up.
Not yet. We're doing Dalton in an hour. Gonna be late on your first run?
We might be later if we keep going.
There's a creek up ahead. That proves we're right.
That proves we're wrong. There ain't no creek on the main road.
Oh, give me those reins. I got you covered.
What's the idea?
I'll show you.
Why, you dirty double crosser.
That settles him. Go there!
What's the matter?
The bridge is out.
Hey, driver! The bridge is out!
I can see that. Is it too deep to get through?
Yeah! Quicksand bottom besides. Any passengers inside?
Yeah, two. A man and a girl. Can you give them a lift into town?
Sure thing. Get them passengers out, boys. Everything's set.
Good.
How about the driver?
Had to knock him out. He ain't come to yet. Here, I'll lift him on your horse.
No. Mike and the rest of the gang will be along in a minute. You're supposed to wait for him here. The driver goes back to camp.
Buck, where are you?
Maybe the girl will cause trouble.
Not for long.
No rough stuff.
I got my orders. We gotta hurry, though. See you later.
Buck!
He's all right, ma'am. He just don't want to leave the stage. We're gonna take you into Dalton.
The That same night, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding along the main road to Dalton. Suddenly, the masked man reined in his great white horse.
Go, Silver!
Oh, my fellow.
Why will you stop here?
That signpost. The arrow points along the other road.
Oh, that's wrong.
I know it. We'd better investigate. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, white fella. This road goes south.
I'm wondering if Buck could have taken it by mistake.
Quicksand Creek, 1 mile. No bridge.
It's less than a mile. The moon's out now. We'll be able to see it at the top of the next rise.
Enough, white fella.
I suspect that the guard on the stage is an outlaw, Tonto. He may have had a partner who changed the signpost.
Ah.
It's Buck's first run. He doesn't know the country very well.
Maybe him in trouble.
I'm afraid so. Go, Silver. There's the stage.
Many men there. What them do?
They seem to be unloading something. The gold, perhaps.
We help them?
Our help isn't wanted. Look, they're unhitching the horses and pushing the stage into the stream.
That's right.
And then they're going to head south. I'm sure of it. Butch and those men are outlaws. Hi-yo, Silver! Away! The stage is almost underwater.
Me see him.
We must get it out somehow. Ride, Tonto. Every minute counts.
Stage horses run away.
Yes, we might overtake them, but there's more important work to be done here. Silver! We must make sure the gold has been stolen.
Not safe. Go out there.
It isn't far from shore. I might be able to jump it.
Oh, this ground soft.
I have to make sure.
No. Me climb tree.
Tree? Oh, I see. You can work your way out on that limb and drop onto the coach. It's almost directly underneath. Here. I'll give you a lift up. You'll find the gold in the baggage compartment.
Me no.
Try that limb. Make sure that it'll hold your weight.
It's strong.
That's good. Take it easy, Kemosabe.
Box open.
Can you see if the gold's gone?
Not yet.
Easy.
Box empty.
That's all we need to know.
Me drop on coach?
No, come back. There's work to be done.
We follow outlaw?
Not yet. If that stagecoach sinks into the quicksand, we can never prove the theft. It's sinking deeper every minute.
What we do?
Silver has never failed us yet, Tonto. I have a plan. Listen.
It was an hour later when the three outlaws, headed by Jake, rode into Dalton with Betty and the other passenger from the coach. They headed straight for the sheriff's home.
Sheriff.
I got a report what's happened to the stage.
Nothing happened to it. He just can't get through.
Well, there's gold on board. And there's outlaws riding the range.
Outlaws?
I've heard tell there is.
Then Buck may be in danger. Tell the sheriff to hurry.
The sheriff will hurry all right when I get through talking to him.
Who's that?
Jake Winters.
Boy, what do you want this time of night?
I'm just a cowhand, Sheriff. But I want to report a robbery.
What's that?
Leastways, it may be a robbery. Me and my two buddies were riding along by Salters Creek, and we saw the stagecoach from Paso Doble was drawn up by the side of the road.
What was the stage doing near Salters Creek?
I guess the driver and the guard had a scheme to steal the gold on board.
Steal the gold?
Yeah. We rode up and asked what was the matter, but both of them pulled guns on us. They told us to take the passengers into town and keep our mouths shut.
The guard and the driver, huh?
That's right. We did like we was told, but I looked back as we were riding toward the shallows, and they were driving the stage into the creek.
Trying to ford it.
Well, maybe. I figured different. The driver's name was Buck. I heard
Buck
them
call... Newton. That reform gunman the express company hired. I told Higgins it was a mistake, and this proves it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zeke. I'm going to round up a posse and get Buck Newton dead or alive.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.